The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Would you put a tracker on a loved one just to check their whereabouts? I mean, there might be health and safety reasons why you might choose to do it, or maybe it might be just curiosity. Well, I'm joined now by Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
This is an interesting question.
Yes, I think it is. It came up again in Katie Byrne's Moral Dilemma this week. And I thought, wow, that's really interesting. This was a situation where there seemed to be a new partner, and that new partner was dealing with the ex-wife in this instance, asking the children to wear these trackers, and they're like tracker watches. And the point about the tracker watch is not only does it give location, but there's also, you know, you can track the location of children, and you can also, though, drop into conversation. So obviously it's quite a degree of, you know, it has the potential.
Okay, so you have someone who's now looking, you know, the children are living with that person, and
yes,
then that person equips the children with the tracker watches. They
yes.
go off with the husband and the new partner somewhere.
Yes.
And the old partner can listen in and
can
know
listen in
the whereabouts.
Under the guise of safety.
Yeah, and they know where the kids are. They have to presume that the kids are in the safe hands of the new couple, shall
parents.
We say, and
yes.
they can eavesdrop.
Yes. So there's something obviously incorrect if it's used that way in any sense that way. But I think there's a few things about it. I think if you think about it, unless there is a really solid, good reason why you should be concerned about your child being with your, you know, husband or wife who is the parent of that child, then really tracking your children when with them is not a good idea. I think also there's a second point, as somebody who has been, in that. Sorry, apologies. Can you hear me still?
Yeah,
yes, perfect.
Yeah, you can hear you perfect.
Sorry, I thought something was happening on the phone. But I think it's also very intrusive for even somebody to have calls or to be constantly texting. Like in terms of the coercive control, if you like, kind of component of things, we would always look for that people are not being allowed to have free time with the children. They're not having allowed to have free time with others. It's a kind of a control mechanism that has to be watched. And I see it kind of as a little bit of a red flag in a breakup situation.
Now, what about generally speaking using trackers on your children? What about that? At what point, point should you do it if you can do it? Because, I mean, there is that whole helicopter parenting thing that you want to know everything about your child.
Yeah.
Time was you could roam. When we were kids, we went to the Phoenix Park and we played all day, and we never checked in even until it was time for a meal.
That's right. And I think, I suppose we know more of the dangers, and in many ways that makes parents more anxious. I think that's a factor. But I think that there can be a judicious use of those trackers. I actually know someone who is using them in that sort of almost pre-teen, teen time where they are trying, the parents are trying to give them a little bit of leeway, you know, give them some independence, let them go up the road and around the corner, if you like, with their friends or to the shopping center or whatever, but wanting to be sure that they also can call back to them very easily. And I think it's less to oversee as much as to sort of just keep that connection and maybe to reassure both parent and child, but perhaps it's more a reassurance for the parent in that instance.
Okay. And obviously as kids get older, they know how to hide, if you like, they can switch
yes.
off the tracking ability. What
yes.
about if boyfriend, girlfriend or partners in one way or the other, whatever their gender might be, decide mm-hmm. that they want to share tracking with each other? So I'll know where you are, darling. So I won't worry about you. What do you say to that?
Yeah, it wouldn't be for that at all. As I say, I think it has an element of, whether spoken or unspoken, there is an element of either too close. I mean, we often talk about this in relationships, that people can be too close. And I would think of that as a kind of an enmeshed kind of emotionality, if you like, that we're so connected that we don't really let the fresh air in and let space be around us. It's important that people have their individual lives, their individual connections, and then they are together. So that offer, I would have dealt with quite a bit, with not myself personally, but with in clinically, and I see it as a red flag. Let me know when you're in work.
Does
Let
it amount to stalking?
When you're leaving work.
Is it stalking?
It's controlling. It's controlling. It's stalking and controlling. But it's a kind of a way of knowing where you are every moment of the day, knowing who you are talking to, knowing who your friends are, knowing if you're thinking. It's almost like moving into your thought control. Where are you going now? You said you were going shopping, but I see you were somewhere else. There's nothing good going on in that.
Okay, and if you switch off the tracker, if you hide, which you can do in some of the apps,
yes.
Why did you switch off your tracker?
Yeah.
What were you hiding?
Everything screams monitoring, doesn't it? Everything screams control. I think that there are times, absolutely, where a child or, where there may be a concern, an absolute solid concern about a child or what is going on. I mean, I often have people ringing me and talking to me about concerns they would have that somebody won't strap their child into a seat. They won't, in the car, they feel they're driving fast, they're on drugs. There's many things, situations like that, that are very genuine and they have to be put front and center. But this kind of tracking also has the real possibility of being done for negative, toxic reasons. It can be to spoil. It can be to put another parent into a bad position. Obviously, it can be a complete, simple invasion of privacy and wanting to know. But I think there are many bad reasons for it. And I would be saying very, very watch those flags. To me, it's a flag to be watched.
Mind you, if you want to dodge it, just go into the office, leave your phone at your desk, and then go off and have your Sanka set in the local hotel with your enamorata.
Absolutely. Or somebody told me, if you want to absolutely disable it, you put it in the microwave, but don't turn it on.
Okay. So it acts as some sort of a shield. Yeah.
Yes,
all right, Stephanie.
So.
Anyway, your view is, except with young children where there might be a need as they play, on their own, the tracker might be appropriate. But in the case of accompanying your ex-partner and Dada, do not do it.
It's a toxic intrusion in my view.
All right. Stephanie Regan, co-host of the Tough Love podcast and clinical psychotherapist. Thank you very much for joining.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.